Jachimike, that is J-A-C-H-I-M-I-K-E, and this is the Nigerian History Podcast.
This is the Nigerian History Podcast. Welcome. This is the first episode, and here, I feel like an introduction is probably necessary, right? This is the first episode, and as we are having this conversation, that is what it will be, essentially. It will be a conversation in me, the narrator, right, and you, listener. And here, I want to be able to lay out why I think this podcast is necessary. And the main reason I think it's necessary is that I believe that Nigeria is on the cusp of a kind of revolution, sense that we are really going the formative phase of our democracy. And if you look at our history, and we will go through that as we discuss, there has never been a period of time in Nigerian history where we have had democracy for this long. And that really puts a burden of knowledge on the people, on the population of Nigeria. And I think this is important for us to recognize, because that burden is not a burden of ignorance or a burden of opinion. It is a burden of truth. And truth is important in determining the nature of a nation, because without truth, we are unable to really form continuity. And it is important to understand why that consent is necessary, because history and consent are two fundamental areas that really uphold a society. And as Ernest Rogan describes a nation as a great solidarity constituted by the feeling of sacrifices made and those that one is still supposed to make. It presupposes a past, but is reiterated in the present by a tangible fact, which is consent. The clearly expressed desire to continue a common life, that is, to continue to exist as one society. And a nation's existence is a daily plebiscite, just as an individual's existence is a perpetual affirmation of life. And that last sentence is really, it's really important, because it gives you a perfect analogy. So as human beings, continuing to exist is our way of, even if it's a tacit way, is our way of consenting. Right? Life is maybe a gift, some people say, but it is a gift you can reject. And the continuation of existence, it is our tacit consent. And so a nation's existence is in that same way. It exists tacitly, right? The people that exist within that nation are continually accepting to exist in that nation. That is okay, right? But every generation needs to make that decision to exist in that society. The social contract must be renewed within every generation. And so with that quote, Ernest conceptualizes the two pillars that form nationhood, history and consent. The latter is present in virtually every democratic document. Exist, we the people. It is the consent of the governed that gives the constitution its legitimacy. And the nation is reaffirmed on a daily basis by members of that nation, whether or not they continue to remain as members. Nation is reaffirmed, but it is supposed to be a continuous reaffirmation. And so, according to Ernest, a nation is in a perpetual state of is. That is, the nation is continually in the present. Because every day we must continue to perfect our union, we must continue to work towards those grand ideals that our nation should be built on. And in order for us to go through this consistent and continual process, we must have a vision in mind. And this vision keeps us going good days and bad days, through the good presidents, the bad presidents, the legislators, the horrible experiences that we have. Vision is what propels us to work towards a better country. And that is really what this podcast is about. I would like us to reckon truthfully and deliver our history and allow that to influence our decisions going forward. I know that this is a history podcast, and history podcasts tend to stay within one particular time. They tend to just narrate events, but because of the nature of the Nigerian existence, I believe that it's possible for us to discuss history properly without delving into the other areas that form history: law, economics, philosophy, art, literature. We discuss many of the areas, and although I will try to keep the depth in these areas to a minimum, exploring these areas will allow us to expand on many of the ideas that are present in the articles, in the podcast, or in our history. But to keep the history brief and interesting, I will maintain many of the ideas in the podcast, but will expand on them in the accompanying article. This will allow us for fluency, and if you are in more detail, you can go read the articles, and they will be attached at the bottom every episode. So, laying that background, we will now discuss the nature of the podcast. History is very interesting, and because of the nature of Nigeria, we all know that Nigeria is a melting pot of different places, different tribes, different cultures, different ethnicities. And they were unified at some point in the last century. This means that we will occasionally break from one current thread to create another thread and discuss that thread until it meets us at the current points at which we diverge. This is important. So let me give you an example. Suppose we are discussing tribe A. And we discuss tribe A for a period of time, one episode, two episodes. And then as we are discussing, doing the research, there's a point that will come up where tribe B interacts with tribe A in some form, whether it is by geographic location, ideological relation, and so on and so forth, right? At that point, we must then apply context. We can't just discuss tribe B without discussing tribe A, without discussing context of how tribe B came into being, what forms them, what makes them what they are. And this is important because for us to be able to interrogate how A interacts with B, we must first interrogate who B is, the way we interrogated who tribe A is. And so as we interrogate them, we'll then come up to the point where they interact with, where B interacts with A, and then by that point they are unified into a single thread, and they will continue. This may allow us to be more detailed, but it will also force us to be a bit slower than usual, and this is fine. I will try to make the story more interesting. I will leave out unnecessary details and fringes. I will link to interesting stories that I would like to have included in the podcast, but time would have not allowed me to do so. I will obviously always link my sources, my research, the description of every podcast, and will occasionally name the author in the podcast itself. This is important for me to note because history is simply a collection of human recollection. And because human beings are flawed, their writing will also be flawed. Right? So we can't just take anyone's story as the gospel truth. It is important for me to tell you who the author of any write-up is, because who they are will influence their decision making, right? So for example, it is important to know who Olusegun Obasanjo is and what his motivations are before reading one of his books, for example My Watch, so you can inculcate yourself against assuming his biases and reading his words as truth. And this applies to all authors, not just former president, general, head of state, Olusegun Obasanjo. And as you can see there in his title, it is important that you know all these things, because these things will influence how you read his work. So they will influence his description of someone like Atiku Abubakar, who was his vice president. This makes the work of deciphering history particularly painstaking, but that is why I'm here, to try and do most of that work for you in as transparent a way as I can manage. And this will be a new experience for me. This is my first podcast, and I hope that I do not disappoint many of you that are hopefully interested in Nigerian history. I hope you enjoyed the show.